Governor Chris Christie is expected to announce his candidacy for president in the coming days. Much of his pitch to the American people focuses on his accomplishments as a Republican governor of a blue state. But as New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz reports, much of his success came in his first term.
When Governor Christie was reelected with an overwhelming majority in 2013, he stood before an adoring crowd at Asbury Park Convention Hall to declare victory.
Tonight, I know that my mom is looking down on New Jersey and saying to me, I can feel it. She's saying to me, Chris, the job's not done yet. Get back to work and finish the job for the people of New Jersey. That's exactly what I'll do. I love you, New Jersey. Thank you very much.
A year and a half into his second term, as he prepares to announce his desires to get another job, President of the United States, I took a look at whether Christie has gotten back to work in New Jersey, as he promised. Turns out, there's a whole lot less governing going on. In his first term, he used to have long steak dinners and text regularly with Steve Sweeney, the Democratic president of the state Senate. That led to several compromises on major issues like a property tax cap, teacher tenure reform, and funding for college construction.
It is in stark contrast to what we're seeing right now in the nation's capital, where not only won't people work together, they won't even talk to each other. And you know, that doesn't happen here. And it doesn't happen because me and Steve and Sheila Oliver, the speaker, won't let it happen.
But now, Christie has been out of state so much, laying the groundwork to run for president, almost half of 2015 so far, plus 137 days last year, that he's just not talking to Democrats like he used to. Last month at the State House, I asked Sweeney about their relationship.
It's become more difficult. Because we really don't sit down like we did in the first couple of years, multiple times in a week, and we look each other in the eye and address issues and try to get things done. I respect what he's trying to do, which is run for president, and you know, I think that's pretty clear. But we still have issues here in New Jersey that need to be addressed.
Issues like crumbling bridges, a collapsing Atlantic City economy, the unfinished Sandy recovery, and the state's public employee pension system, which is so broke that it's tanking New Jersey's credit ratings. But Steve Sweeney says the governor doesn't call him anymore.
It's rare.
I asked him the last time they sat down, face to face.
I can't tell you the last time I met with him. We've spoken a few times, not often, this year.
In the first term, Christie set forward an ambitious agenda.
For New Jersey, it is time to do the big things.
But there are no big policy proposals that the governor is actively pushing right now. There is no movement on construction of a badly needed tunnel into New York City after the governor canceled the ARC tunnel in his first term. Christie dismantled the state's affordable housing program, but hasn't replaced it with an alternative.
Every day that goes by that we don't do the big things is a day we've given away.
And now the town hall meetings, where Christie used to play these videos and sell the big things, are no longer held in New Jersey.
Let's give a nice New Hampshire welcome to Governor Christie and Mrs. Christie.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Well, good afternoon, and thank you all very much for taking the time to come out today.
In March, Christie promised to do a town hall meeting in New Jersey every week until the budget passed. But in the last 4 weeks, Christie has held no town halls in New Jersey and six outside of the state. The governor's spokesman, Kevin Roberts, says part of what may be viewed as a slowdown in governance is just the way things go in a second term.
A lot of the way that you change the tide of government and the initiatives that you're putting out there really come from the first term. So as somebody who's been in office for 5.5 or 6 years, you're talking about a lot of initiatives that are years old. And at this point in time for governing, what you really want to be doing is making sure that those are successful initiatives and seeing them through to fruition.
As for not talking to Democrats, Roberts says every relationship has its ups and downs. And the Democrats, he says, don't want to make waves before many are up for re-election in November.
They've always been less distracted when they aren't concerned with their own elections as well.
There are also significant vacancies throughout state government. The acting attorney general has been there 2 years without being officially nominated by Christie, the longest temporary appointee for the top law enforcement job in state history. And Christie hasn't finished the cleanup he called for in 2011 of the Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission.
I got fed up, and I told them, six of those seven commissioners, I told them, you're fired.
And if you don't like it, take me to court. And you all have been paying the freight for that through your property taxes. This is both parties have had their opportunity to be the pigs at the trough that the Passaic Valley Sewage Commission has become.
Just last week, he finally nominated four people to fill vacancies on the seven-member board. And there are about 50 judicial seats that are open, compared to the typical vacancy rate of 30. Most significantly, there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court that might not be filled until Christie leaves office. The governor acknowledges having an unappointed appellate court judge temporarily in that seat is a problem.
You have someone who's serving there on the Supreme Court who has no business serving there, and it's no...
On his call-in radio show, Ask the Governor, he blames Democrats for resisting his appointments. He also dismisses the idea that he needs to be in New Jersey to lead the state.
Even when I'm out of state, I'm doing my job. You know, it's not like the old days where, you know, you had to get the Pony Express to take a note to the governor. I don't know what's going on. You know, I carry this cell phone with me everywhere, as we all do now. I'm never out of touch. I'm never off duty.
But he rarely uses that cell phone to answer questions from reporters. He's only held two press conferences in New Jersey in 2015, compared to eight up to this point in 2011. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
You can hear more about the governor on the Christie Tracker podcast, available at WNYC.org or wherever you download your podcasts.